episode number 1 of Making Podcasts Automatically. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Randy Adams. How is everyone doing? We're talking today about how to make podcast making bots. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. You will discover 6 ways to use bots for Facebook marketing and find tips for developing your chatbot strategy. To explore how to improve marketing with bots, I interviewed Natasha Takahashi. Natasha is an expert on creating profitable chatbots and a passionate advocate of using bots on social media. This article is from Natasha Takahashi's blog post on bots for social media marketing. I had a moment after I started my podcast, where I actually built my feed for the distribution of the podcast, I hit a bot traffic. What actually happened was that I didn't have to rebuild the bot that triggered it. So I got a pretty good idea of how many people actually listened to my podcast and how much traffic I got from it. But although I now realize how easy it is to falsify false vanity indicators, I still believed in looking at the real numbers and not surrounding myself with them in any way, because I now realized that it was just fake. The first step in this process is to create a Googlebot that searches for websites, related links, to create a list of links to your website and other relevant information about your website. If Googlebots are crawling, coming, you better make sure you don't inhibit their ability to browse your sites. If a website is not optimized for crawlers, you introduce unnecessary roadblocks that severely impair the effectiveness of your SEO efforts. What follows are some techniques and considerations that will help you roll out the red carpet for your Google bots. Make sure you're aware of Google's new chatbot service called Assist and its new features and functionality. Poncho provides customizable weather forecasts that help you plan everything from your way to your outfit. It also provides bespoke weather forecasts that help you plan everything, commuting, outfit, etc. Swelly offers you the opportunity to ask questions, gather your friends' opinions and share them on social media. Bots created with Microsoft Bot Framework using C#, create your first bot with this built-in template. To learn more about the various ways to communicate with users in the Microsoft Bot Framework, including the ability to communicate via email, chat, social media and other forms of communication, watch this video. Groups can be set up to provide people with a place to talk about their favorite topics such as music, movies, music videos, books or other topics. BotCube waives all copyright and related rights to the work, except as provided by law. Optionally, you can change the boot name, give it a custom icon, enable text to language and enable or disable text language by clicking Next. You can build bots that connect to thousands of apps Zapier offers you, and you can send messages and share them with other bots from the start. This is where your audience's engagement grows, and with the magic of RSS you can announce a new episode of your podcast or even a special event on your website or Facebook page. Creating thoughtful show notes is another way to improve your SEO and podcast content, and it's important to connect with your readers and follow best search engine practices. SEO podcast ranking follows the same rules as the ranking of a blog or website. Follow the best methods to classify your podcast. A few years ago, online marketing was all about apps and infographics. Now a new player is coming into the spotlight, chatbots. As a bonus, it also helps your guests to reach SEO ranks after the interview. We build SEO tools that are designed to increase organic rankings and scale qualified traffic to your website. It is much easier to deliver professional content when you work with professional tools, so use this checklist to make sure you do everything you can to get more conversions. First, make it easy to subscribe to your content with a few clicks, and second, provide content in depth and consider building it episode by episode to watch it over and over again. On average, I listen to 13 podcasts a week and I'm a loyal podcast fan by subscribing to and downloading individual episodes. There are hundreds of other things you can do to make your podcast a success, but the TED Radio Hour podcast is one of the most downloaded shows on iTunes and the number one podcast on Google Play. They consistently create and deliver content that listeners count on during interviews, which is part of a podcast format. If you like crowdsourcing communities like Quora or Reddit, this is a good place to start, and you can find guests who can answer questions about any topic on Quora for your podcast. If you decide to build a bot for sale, lead gen or other services, I encourage you to research general questions from the customer journey to make your bot as useful as possible. Once you start the conversation, you can branch out from there and build conversations that flow in different directions that the conversation could turn to. It becomes infinitely harder to deliver a chatbot as a direct response to a customer's questions, rather than as part of a conversation. This is all for today, friends. My name is Randy, and this was episode 1 of Making Podcasts Automatically. See ya next time.